Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football rolls on. The rankings continue to roll on. They mean everything and nothing at the same time. Oh, and Ohio State rolls along with Northwestern this weekend. Going to be a tough one. Buckeyes only favored by 28.5 points. Talking about this game, the Buckeyes, the playoffs, and all of it. Welcome on Pete Vutek, College Football News. He joins us every single Thursday at 4 p.m. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show.
So when the Cavs finally lose, is that Ryan Day's fault?
Yeah,
that's how it works around here.
We've kind of set up that play, and if it's not his fault, it's Kevin Stefanski's fault.
Oh, there you go. That's fine. You know, or you know, Deshaun Watson trade, all that. It's but no, it's everything's rolling right along. You put it correctly. The CFP rankings mean everything and nothing. I don't know why ESPN, and they're smart, they're good at this, but I don't know why they're playing it this way, where they put out the bracket that you can't have. You cannot physically have a number 2 Ohio State and number 5 Indiana in a bracket like they kind of analyze it like, oh, this is what the matchups would be. Well, no, you can't have that because one of the two is going to lose next week, and it's going to like completely skew it all up. So these rankings, again, it's the same thing like it was before, and then when it was a 4-team, same thing now. Win your power 4 conference or get to 11 wins, and you're going to be just fine.
Pete, I know you're in Chicago. Do you like that they play it at Wrigley Field, or is it still – have they figured out the end zone situation yet?
Stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever. It was cute once. There's no point to it. And I lived right next to it for like 10 years. I love the area. I love everything about it. And I get it but you have the most gorgeous setting in all of sports maybe right now with this little bandbox of a thing that they've put together right on the lake, which is usually all opposing fans. I get it. You need a bigger stadium because it's all Ohio State fans because it's like 12 Northwestern fans here. But it's like really, like who cares? The kitsch of it goes away fast because Wrigley Field's a pain in the butt. It's hard to get to. There's no parking. The amenities are fine. They're not great. And after about 30 seconds, you're like, this sucks. You know, why am I sitting in this place when there's a perfectly good football stadium? It's still down the road, but there's all over the place here. I don't think it's all that cool, but I realize I'm in the minority on this one.
They should play in Guaranteed Rate Field, which in no way is a big toilet.
Yeah. Actually, that's actually somewhat easier. There is parking. It is easy access. It's on the other side of the town, which is a little bit of a pain to get to some point. But actually, I say this, and there is no more difficult major sports venue in the entire planet to get to than Soldier Field. Unless you live in the city, that is the most obnoxiously hard place to try to get to in under an hour and a half for any sort of sporting event. So there's no real easy answer to this, but fine, get it in Wrigley Field. It'll be cute for a little bit, and then the kitsch will wear off.
Let me ask you about the game of the week, in my opinion, and that's Georgia-Tennessee. Is Carson Beck just no longer good at football?
I think you know what? It's funny because I've gone on other Georgia shows with stuff, and it's the exact same thing as Ohio State, where Georgia and Ohio State are the two best teams in college football. Georgia's just not playing like it. They're both teams. Again, you can see it on every play with Ohio State. Like, they're so tight. It's like, oh my gosh, they just got a third down. Ah! Everyone's just so wired right now because the pressure is so immense. And we forget, these guys are making millions of NIL dollars and they're, kind of professionals at this point. They're still college kids. And Carson Beck is playing like he has the weight of the entire world on his shoulders. Or he's good. He's going to be an NFL starting quarterback. But every throw is being marked. Seems like he's just trying to do everything at once. And at the same time, that offensive line is just too hit or miss. They're just not playing like it. But the Georgia defense is still good. And we can see once in a while, it's almost like when they're able to exhale, you're like, okay, that's Georgia. That's what we're used to. It was late against Florida, second half against Alabama, certainly against Clemson to start the season. You can just kind of see when they just play and just stop and get out of their heads, they're dangerous. That is going to be a fun team, because what's happening with these, go back to the college football playoff rankings, is you're going to have all these Big Ten teams up top. And hey, nice Indiana, congratulations, you get a home playoff game and you get Georgia. You know, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that happens, but Georgia's got to win. You can't lose to this Tennessee team who's, you know, they got one nice win there, but they're flawed. The offense isn't working all that great, but their defense is really strong. So long-winded way of saying it's going to be a really, really, really close, low-scoring game, but I do like Georgia to pull this off at home.
Pete, Ohio State fans incensed, fuming, livid with Fox because we got another.
Is there another kind? Is it another day? Yeah,
but basically, it all boils down to another big noon kickoff game for Ohio State. There is I think it's six straight games to finish out the season that are going to be noon kickoffs. I believe that maybe, if I'm right on this, two night games, and I think one of them was on the road. So I'm just curious where you stand on this incense. I mean, Ryan Day is waiting on it. Where do you stand on Ohio State Fury?
You have to remember, I'm so removed from all this, because in my world, it's a game in the middle in the day. Okay, you're gonna play at some point. I don't care, but I get it if you're a fan where you have to get up and get going fast, and it kind of like throws off the rhythm. It's a little more fun to, you know, hit the bars first or tailgate for a while and then go to the night game. It becomes an entire day event and all that sort of thing. And the primetime games have been a tad lacking, but man, everyone complains and whines about the big noon kickoff. By the way, I'm going to ruin this for you. And I joke, I do Fox shows and I've ruined it for them too. Try to hear their promos without hearing big nude kickoff. It doesn't work. There's something to it, because sometimes it's hard to get up and going. Everyone also forgets that, you know, for years, Michigan-Ohio State was always that first game of the day, and that didn't seem to lose any steam. But I get it to a certain extent, but just go out there, win the game, and relax the rest of the day. And actually, and to a certain extent, in a weird way where there's every single week during a football season, every extra hour you get to do anything, whether it's ice it, take a nap, you know, relax, a little more film study. You get that game over, you know, by middle of the day, afternoon, you know, it is on to the next one. And it's actually not the worst thing. Well, I know it's microanalyzing, you know, 3 hours. But, every second matters during the football season, these coaches. And so playing early, I get it a little bit. But that also gives you an extra half a day to kind of prepare and get ready for the next week.
I think you clearly don't know me if you think you ruined it by saying all I'm going to hear is big new kickoff.
It's obnoxious at this point. I cannot unhear it. Every single promo that comes across every single time. That actually, my beef of all this is all the promos for their college basketball games, and they still use Round Ball Rock, which should only be used for NBA games in the 90s when Jordan and Bulls are playing Barkley and the Suns or something like that. But I digress.
Hey, Pete, I want to ask you about Dan Lanning, because everyone is now making the big idea that he's going to be a hot NFL candidate. Do you feel like that would be because of where the NIL and everything is going in the league, and how all these different coaches want to jump and kind of get away from the NFL?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fell, or is me away from the college game, or do you feel like there is something special with Dan Lanning?
It's so weird now because, you know, you think about it, you used to go to the NFL to get paid. Now, if you want to get paid, be a college coach, because if there's no security in the NFL, if you're a decent college coach, you've got wealth for generations, because you win a big game, all of a sudden you get a contract extension that's going to lock you in for another 10 years. You know, look at the Jimbo Fishers of the world. You know, look at these guys who, you know, every time it's the biggest sucker bet in all of sports is whenever there's a big game, agent's going to get on the phone with the athletic director and say, hey, lock my guy up. And they just throw another year out of the contract of bad paper. So I get, if you want to be in the league, you want to be in the league. I mean, the NFL, we all love college football. It's not the NFL. The NFL is the big time. That's the show. That's everything. But few guys could do it. That's why I know I've always kind of been the apologist in this way. You can make a case that in terms of being an all-around coach, who's better than Harbaugh? I mean, Saban failed in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, Carroll's been good at the NFL, but Harbaugh seems to he turned that Charger thing around fast. That defense is great. The offense is doing all right. I mean, he's just a good coach, but that's rare. It's so hard to do because you can't go out there and get your and recruit the players you want. You don't have full and total authoritarian control over your world like you do in college. So it takes the right type of person to do that. I don't know why. With that said, like all these people who keep complaining in USC, for example, and saying, well, Lincoln Riley's out of here. Well, Lincoln Riley might be the new Dallas Cowboys head coach, if it's not Dan Lanning or something like that. So it is a fun thing to say, but if you can handle the NIL world, then college is just kind of the better deal if you're a coach who just likes to be in charge of everything.
Pete, are you buying a 3-loss SEC champion being the Power 5 conference team that gets locked out of the top 5 and then gets kicked down later?
All right, a bunch of parts to that. So if they're a Power 4 conference champ, they're automatically in. So, like, where this gets quirky is, so if you're saying, like, Alabama loses. So, I mean, it's actually the Power 4 conference loser that gets the rawest of the deal. Because the sweet cake deal is Penn State, Indiana, and maybe Notre Dame, where they're going to go, all three of them should go 11-1. None of them have to play that 13th game for a conference championship, which means if you're a conference championship loser and you make the playoff, you get a 14th game. It's an extra game. You don't get the time off, and you probably don't get a home game in the first round of the CFP. Whereas, again, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, if at 11-1, they get pretty much 3 weeks to a month off to rest. Hmm. And then they get, instead of their 13th game being a neutral site conference champion, they get a home game in the conference in college football playoffs. So kind of a sweet deal for those teams. With that said, as long as, you know, Ohio State and Oregon, as long as Ohio State doesn't lose the next couple weeks, even if it loses to Oregon in the Big Ten championship, which I don't think it will, I think the 5 seed is going to be the Big Ten championship loser. So I'm kind of buying into the idea that the top 4 is going to be the top 4. My big thing is I think Boise State's going to be one of those top 4 seeds. They're probably going to be ranked 10th, but I think you're going to get an ACC champion that's going to be ranked like 15th or 16th that gets the 12th seed. You're probably only going to get one bid from the Big 12. So you're going to have all those 11-1 teams, like I said, up top, the Big Ten championship loser probably up top, and good luck trying to figure out which SEC teams. Because look at, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, LSU, Texas A&M. 3 of those teams aren't going to be around. So you're going to have just a bunch of killer 9, 10, and 11 seeds there going on the road for the first round of the playoff.
Pete, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you.
There you go.
Pete Fuchs at College Football News on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It was Pete Tucker there at the end. Ross Tucker. Waiter, guys.
Well, yeah, no, it's totally different. Later guys and later dudes are two very different things. We'll get back to some college football later in the show, but Peterlin's getting ready to handle out a bit of kudos for the Cavaliers. Just not where I think anyone see it coming. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.